The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're calling this Get Happy Week. We know nobody's happy all the time, but the small choices we make every day may be affecting our moods more than we realize.
Yes, we found a good Time magazine article about some of the little ways we sabotage our happiness, and we've been sharing some of our favorites this week.
Now, this first one today is something all moms know about, never being alone. And without ever taking the time to do things for you, depression and anxiety can creep in. The therapist in this article said you should carve out a little time for yourself, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour a day. We know that can be hard, especially with little kids, but pencil yourself in if you can, and you'll be happier and mentally healthier for it.
Another easy way to get happier this week is to actually talk to people. If you primarily use texting, Facebook, and other social media to stay in touch with friends, you may not be having enough meaningful contact. It's important to our happiness to have face-to-face connections, not just virtual. And that goes for our kids, too. So your happiness homework this week is to make sure to schedule a date with a friend or family member or your significant other.
Sounds like a good excuse for a date night or a girls' night out. Or get together for a play date with a friend whose kids are the same age as yours. Then you can all get happier together.
Cheers to that. Well, that's it for us today. We hope you enjoyed Get Happier Week, and we hope you have a happy weekend. Talk to you again on Monday.